Hey, this is Rena Jenkins, and this, what you're listening to right now, is the not exactly a fic kind of mental ramblings as I say them out loud of the best idea I've had in the shower this week. Okay, so I was in the shower this morning and I had this idea. It is a brilliant idea. Because, like, the shower is the perfect place for thinky thoughts. It's very contemplative. It's a solitary place, and you're just left with your own thoughts in your head. And our bathroom is very soothing. It's got these, like, blue glass tiles, and, okay, not relevant. Anyway, so I was thinking about it, and then I got out of the shower, and I got dressed, and I was like, I should write this down. Or actually, what I thought was, I should put this on Twitter, because apparently that's where my brain goes these days. There are certain people that I blame for that, but I won't be pointing at anyone or anything. Bessie Boo. Anyway. But then I was like, no, that'll take too long to type it all out on my phone. I should just write it down. And then I was like, no, I'll forget everything. And then I remembered that Bessie Boo and Moonling Maid had done that oral not fic about Lex Luthor raising Tim Drake. And I was like, oh, I'll just turn GarageBand on, which is what I'm doing right now, actually, telling you this as I talk to GarageBand. So, the idea that I had. Because my brain is a interesting place, and I watch too much Disney Channel for my own good, I guess. But My Chemical Romance, Fandom AU, of Phineas and Ferb. The show's already got all that music built in, so you could totally incorporate, like, a bunch of different songs off their previous albums. And they've done episodes where the kids have a concert, so, you know, it's got that musical thing going on with it. But just think about it. Gerard would be Phineas and Mikey would be Ferb, because Gerard is the leader and he has the ideas and he knows where he keeps all the costumes, right? Because they're always wearing like crazy costumes and different outfits and stuff like that. And Mikey doesn't talk. And Ferb doesn't talk. But Ferb is like very, very competent about what he does, right? And Mikey plays the bass excellently. So it's like, he's the silent backup person that when he says something, it's really important and everyone pays attention to it, just like that. And Frank could be... What's her name? Frank could be Isabella, right? So it could be like a Gerard Frank. Because in the show, Isabella has a big crush on Phineas and Phineas is all oblivious pants. So it'd be like, what you doing, Gerard? Or actually, how's it go? I was like, hey, Phineas, what you doing? So she'd be like, Frank could be like, hey, Gerard, what you doing? And Gerard could draw on him with Sharpie. So it's also like part kid fic with, and part song fic. And just this awesome eight, right? And then they have adventures. And who else? There's Buford and Beljeet. And I know Buford's kind of the bully, but, you know, and Beljeet's the nerd. So Bob can be Buford, and Ray can be Beljeet. And I know that's not exactly the right characterization there or whatever, but, you know, the band should stick together. And this is the best part. Brian can be Candace, because Candace is always trying to bust them, and it's Brian's job to keep them from getting to catch them when they're getting in trouble. So it could be like running around backstage and he's like, you're so busted. And who else? I was thinking about this. In the cartoon, Ferb has a crush on Dr. Doofenshmirtz's daughter, right? She's like, for a cartoon 16-year-old, she's really stacked. So, and if this, in this AU, Mikey is Ferb, then Pete can be the cartoon evil doctor's daughter, whose name I cannot remember. She wears, like, leather boots and really form-fitting cat suits and stuff. Pete could rock the cat suit. And then her dad is the evil Dr. Doofenshmirtz, the inept mad scientist. Patrick could be the inept mad scientist, because Patrick would make he would totally rock that lab coat. Have all sorts of maniacal schemes that never go quite right because his heart's not really in it. He doesn't want to be evil. He just wants to have people notice him. Well, actually, no. But you can change that for the AU. You can make it so that, you know? And then there's Perry the Platypus. So, who's evil Dr. Doofenshmirtz's nemesis. There are dogs in Bandom. There's Mikey's dog, and Frank's dog, and Pete's dog, and Travi's dog. Oh, if Perry the Platypus is Travie's dog, then Travie can be Major Monogram, right? And they can have secret agent conferences, and then you can have like Dazashi being intern Carl. I don't really know much about his character or, as a person, except that he's got a really cool name. But, this is an AU, so it doesn't actually have to be accurate. But just think about it. All these characters, they like line up, and there's all this music and bright colors, and this is a kids' cartoon show that makes jokes about Burning Man, all right? So it's not like this is that completely unreasonable. And Gerard is always making them new ideas, and he's changing what they're going to do today, and they all have these fancy outfits when they do it. And Mikey's like, yes, we'll do it together, and he supports his brother. And okay, so Frank is supposed to be Isabella, and Isabella has the fire starter girls or the fireside girls. So maybe the panic boys could be the fireside girls, and they could just be like working together and being adorable and stuff, singing along. I don't know. I didn't get that far into it in the shower. By that point, I was washing out my hair. But like, doesn't this sound like the funnest thing ever? Because it's all bright colors, and like it would totally fit with the Danger Days thing with like the electric. Phineas has red hair, and Gerard had red hair. Guys, this is so cool. Yeah. And then I got out of the shower and I turned the computer on and I did this. So that's about as far as I got with this My Chemical Romance, Phineas and Ferb AU. But there'd be a lot of like witty bantering and like physical humor, and it's a musical show. You could totally work in the fact that they're a band. You could write it as kid fic and they could be kids living in Danville, or you could write it as, Torfic with a lot of jokes back at the show, or something. But just doesn't that sound fun? Okay, so I think it sounds fun. Yeah, I'm gonna turn this off now. Thanks for listening to me ramble for the last 7 minutes. Have a nice day.